I'm very pleased to have received a call from Minister Lawless yesterday evening to confirm that it had actually been signed, even though we expected it. So now the contract continues until February 2006. And I was delighted when I had the opportunity to invite Minister Lawless to visit Carrickfinn during the summer, and he was able to familiarise himself with the exceptional facility that is there. But in addition to that, he has confirmed that Carrickfinn Donegal Airport will not be impacted by any cap on the number of passengers going into Dublin going forward, that the PSO will be exempt from this, and that's important news. Carrickfinn is so important to Donegal and to the region. An indication of that is that last year, 2023, 38,600 passengers used the service, and this year it's exceeded that, 39,400 passengers up until the end of October. So by the end of the year, we'll have surpassed it greatly.
And it's vital now into the future that that growth is maintained and is built upon as well.
I'm very confident that it will. We've had many periods in the past when there was doubt whether it would continue, whether airlines would be interested. But of course, it's profitable insofar as there's a grant per seat provided to make it viable for the company that's running the service. So going forward, I think Donegal, despite the improvement to the A5 and to the 10Ts around Letterkenny, Ballybofey, Stranorda, will not have any great impact in terms of time. So Donegal is over 4 hours by road from Dublin, and there will always be an obligation to the state to continue the PSO.